Last Thursday at 2 in the afternoon, Team Indicator went to watch the World Cup match. It was between Argentina and Croatia. We went to Dempsey's, a bar in Midtown Manhattan, and Planet Money colleague Robert Smith tagged along.
New York City is the best because, like, we're in an Irish bar filled with Croatian fans and Argentine fans listening to the game in Spanish. Like, this is the dream. This is the dream of New York City.
We had a blast. Mainly, we had fun watching the Argentine and Croatian fans have fun.
That's true.
Yeah, because even though we like bars and we definitely like excuses to leave the office in the middle of the day.
Also true.
Yeah, we gotta admit, Team Indicator doesn't know a whole lot about soccer.
But we do know a lot about economic indicators.
Oh, yeah.
And so we brought some to the World Cup. We brought World Cup indicators with us to the bar, and we are going to share them with you right after the break.
Stacey, we got this wrong. It's the Argentine coach that looks like Billy Joel.
I know.
It's the
Croatian
coach.
Yeah.
It's super spiffy.
Right. And, like, stoic. And looks like he's, like, she just walked out of, like, a photo shoot.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from ZipRecruiter. Hiring is challenging, but ZipRecruiter is one place you can go where hiring is simple and smart, and where you can connect to qualified candidates. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/indicator. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Robert Smith, you've joined us now.
I have, and I've brought an indicator as my price of admission for drinking at this bar.
Yes. What have you brought us today?
My indicator is 2050. 2050. That is the year that China wants to become, quote, a soccer superpower. Now, I mean, we all know that this is the century where China is not just an economic power, but wants to become a world superpower. But you cannot be a world superpower without a great soccer team. Small problem, China does not have a long soccer tradition. In fact, they have almost no soccer tradition. So President Xi of China said, as they do in China, I have an initiative. By 2050, we will qualify for the World Cup, host the World Cup, and potentially win the World Cup. But he's doing things now. Apparently they have 20,000, of course in China everything's larger, right? 20,000 training centers in soccer, 60,000 new soccer fields, and they want to recruit 50 million players. There's got to be a Ronaldo in there somewhere. Like, there's probably 10 Ronaldos.
Cardiff Garcia?
Yes.
Did you bring an indicator?
I did, and it comes from a book called Soccernomics by Simon Cooper, former guest on the show, and an economist, a sports economist named Stefan Szymanski. Here's the deal. How many teams do you think have won the World Cup? How many countries? Only 8.
Wow.
And not
Is
only
it because
that,
the same countries keep winning?
Not only that, it's also the case that Brazil, Italy, and Germany have 13 World Cup wins out of the 20 total tournaments between them. That means 3 countries have won 65% of World Cups. And all the rest of the countries, which have each won like either 1 or 2 World Cups, come from either Western Europe or South America. And it turns out that soccer or football has its own version of what economists call the middle income trap, right? And here's what it means.
This is amazing.
I know.
This is amazing.
I know. In economics, there's this idea that it's pretty straightforward to go from being a really poor country to a country that has, like, middle income status. All you do is you copy the technologies that other countries have come up with, and you invest a bunch of money, and eventually your country will become middle income. But it's a trap because it's really hard to go from having a middle income to having a high income. It's hard because you have to start innovating your way to becoming a high-income country. You actually have to start coming up with your own technologies. It's really, really hard. That's why economists call it a trap. Well, soccer has its own version of the middle-income trap. In other words, it's really straightforward to go from being really bad at soccer, if you're a country, to being kind of middling at soccer. You just copy, like, the basic techniques that the really awesome countries already employ, like getting in great shape, basic defensive patterns, right? But it doesn't, curiously enough, help you that much to be like an economically rich country if you want to go from being kind of middling at soccer to being awesome at soccer. For that, you have to start coming up with like your own creative tactics. And if you think about it, that's what's happened to the United States. We used to be really bad at soccer. Now, every now and again, like, we're competitive. We go to the World Cup. We qualify for the World Cup. We might even make it out of the first round. And then everybody gets excited and says, oh, the future of soccer. America's finally going to be awesome at it. And it never happens because we're in the soccer middle-income trap. Croatia winning 2-0 now.
Oh my gosh. It's over, right? It's over.
Croatia has no respect for the fact that we're doing an indicator also.
Oh my gosh, even the very stoic, like handsome, well-dressed Croatian coach is kind of freaking out. All right, Darius, you brought us a couple indicators. Tell me.
So I decided to bring one for Argentina, one for Croatia, to show what the two countries have at stake, if you will. So, my indicator for Argentina is $3.8 billion.
Okay.
A little background. Argentina has had a rough couple of years.
This is what I hear.
They are having a currency crisis. They have a looming recession. But they won a big symbolic victory yesterday when MSCI, which is a company that runs a lot of important indexes, they upgraded Argentina's economy from frontier economy to emerging economy. And what this means is, by one estimate, about $3.8 billion of new money is going to flow into Argentina. So that was a big, awesome, symbolic victory for them, which they are, by the looks of it, about to squander by losing really ignominiously to Croatia.
Good use of ignominiously.
So that's what Argentina had at stake. Now, the number I brought for Croatia, the indicator for Croatia, is 19%.
Okay.
And that is the percentage of the Croatian economy that comes from tourism. And what that means is basically, regardless of what happens...
A fifth of their economy is tourism?
Basically, one-fifth of their economy is tourism.
It seems like very high.
Oh, it's extremely high. It's very, very high. I think the average for the EU is around 2%. So this is basically a huge chunk of their economy. And that means that regardless of what happens on the pitch, they've already won today because they got the whole world talking about Croatia and their beautiful secluded beaches and their wonderful roster of UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Book your trip today.
Is that what everybody was talking about at the bar when you went to get a beer? Secluded beaches. Oh my God.
Croatia up 3-0.
This is like a closeout for soccer. 3 points is like, oh, the Argentine fans are leaving. Oh, they're leaving the
ball. It's over.
Okay, Cardiff, so it's time for my indicator.
Yeah.
And it is simply this. Watching all these people in the bar today got me thinking about how much productivity is being lost.
Nothing more important to an economy than productivity.
That is so true. And I looked around. There are all kinds of estimates out there about this number. I found one that I really liked from Bloomberg, and it calculated, get ready for it, $14.5 billion was lost in worldwide GDP, that is economic output, in the first 2 weeks of the World Cup alone. That is like people watching the game at their desks or even, you know, leaving the office to watch the World Cup at bars and pubs, including, of course, the one we're in right now. And, of course, this whole time we've been sitting here making tons of noise. There have been people at tables around us, and there's this one guy at the table next to us who's been very, very nice and patient with us the whole time. And I thought I'd ask him if he was missing work to be here.
So are you taking a day off work?
I'm supposedly working from home, so as you can see, you know.
Okay, so you're just like, yeah, I'm gonna do a little work from home.
Yeah, you know, I'm constantly checking my phone, but, you know, it's the World Cup. You know, football, for me, it's football comes ahead of everything else, you know.
Anyways, Croatia won the game.
By a lot.
Yeah, Argentina put a kind of a disappointing show, and yeah, we felt kind of badly for the Argentine fans at the end.
I know. See the shots of the Argentine fans? It's terrible. They're like all just sitting in the stands, just looking so dejected.
This is not the first time Planet Money has covered the collapse of Argentina. What, too soon?